We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Omer Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Yud Omer Beis. Ahud Oslo Kamei de Rabban Gamil Bar Revi. There is a chosin and a kala got married. The chosin came the next morning to Rabban Rebbe. Omer La Rebbe, Be'at from Matos Adam. I had Bia, I didn't find an Adam. I'm telling she's not a Basula. Omer La Lei, she answered, Rebbe, I die in Basula, I am a Basula. Omer Lahen, Heviulu, they didn't find Adam. So what should we do? Omer Lahen. So Rabbi Gamil told his attendants, "Hevilu shtei shvachas, bring me two maidservants. I want to test something. Achas pasula v'achas bula. Hevilu loy." So they brought the two maidservants to Rabbi Gamil. Vayishivan api chavas yayin. He put them each on top, sat them down on a barrel of wine. Beula reichanoidiv. By the beula who was pesach v'suach, the smell came through the body and you smelled it through your mouth. Besula, since it was no pesach v'suach, ain't reichanoidiv. You don't smell the wine through her body. So you see, it's a test. So Avzu, so he took this kala, Hashiva, put her onto the barrel. And Taka, you didn't smell wine. See, she's Taka right. She's a Basula. Omaloi, so Ramil told the Chosin, Leich Zakei Bemecha. Go enjoy your purchase. Go take your purchase back. She is Taka a Basula. So the question I'm going to ask right away is, what if you bring in two Shvachas? Just test her straight. When they're like, Mi Karva Gava, why don't you just test the Kala right away? What do you have to bring in two shvachas for? So Gemara answered like this. Gemara Avishmile, he knew b'mesayra from the Gemara in Yevamos that says that by the Benois Yavish Gilad, that there they tested to see if there was a basula of ula with this test. But he didn't know if he knew how to do it well. Maisa le'avachazi, he never saw it be done. V'sava dilma loy kimle begavah, the Milsa Shaper. Maybe he doesn't know how to do it well. But lav erich arol azuzi b'mesayra. You don't want to test it with a Yiddish tachter. And because it's a zilzal for her to do this, to sit around a barrel like that. So therefore, he first tested with two shvachas, and so he knew, knows what he's doing, and then he gave her the test. And Lamaisa, she didn't have dam, he was telling you didn't have dam. Lamaisa, she was a basula. And we'll see in a second that it's possible for certain families didn't have dam. Like the next Maisa, who does kamei de Rav Gamil hazokin, omaloi, Rebbe ba'alti v'lametzasi dam. The chosin said, I had bia, and I didn't find dam. So she said, Rebbe, Mishpachas Durkati Ani. I'm from the Mishpacha called Mishpachas Gedurkati. She'ein lahem loydam nidav loydam vesulim. They don't have, their family, they don't have dam nidav, not dam vesulim. Bada grau gamil v'kreveseha. So Gamil checked with her kraven, her relatives, and Matzah Kedra, and so she's right, that her family doesn't have dam. Amaloy leich zakei v'mechecha. V'zoycha with your mechach. Ashrecha, you are lucky. Praiseworthy is you. She's a chizah mishpachas dorkati. You zeicha to mishpachas dorkati. Has no dam. So first of all, I want to know what does the word dorkati mean? Mine dorkati. It stands for dar katua, a dar that's cut off, which means it's cut off from dam nida or dam vesulim, like Rashi explains. Amar Rav Chanina, tanchumim shall have a nichum rag milay tzedish. This thing they said ashrecha you zeicha was really a consolation of hevel. It was not. It's not really true. That it's not really good not to have dam. Taner Rav Chiya, k'shem shasaor yafel isha. Just like yeast is good for the dough, kach dom yafel isha. Blood is good for the isha. And Rashi explains lamar loyroin. They get pregnant much quicker the more dam they have. But Tanam Shiramaya call isha shodameh merubim and arubim. If you have a lot of dam, it means you don't have a lot of children. So it was not such a special thing not to be from his family. Itmar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba Amar Zechei b'mekecha, that he said, b'zoicha in yemekech, amalei, that's what he said, like we have the Gersa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba Amar Zechei b'mekecha, yin Zechei in yemekech. Like, you're too bad, you're stuck with it. So, amalei, b'shom adi amar Zechayiv, b'shom adi amar Zechayiv, we understand, hainu de Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina said that it's not a good thing not to have dam. But, if you hold like, Elo, why it's not a good thing. Elo, my name is Zechei, that's a schus. My schus, what exactly is the schus of having this issue who has no dam? You won't come to a suffix neither. There is a certain mila, even though for the children it's not so good to have a lot of children, but on the other hand, it's a major mila. You won't come to a suffix neither, and therefore there is a mila of having this family doesn't have dam. Who does it make the Rebbe? Omale Rebbe, ba'al gom shasi dam. Someone came to Rebbe, said, when the chassan came, said, Ba'alti, I didn't find dam. Omalei, Rebbe, I die in Basula, you see. I'm still a Basula. Vishnei Betsura is Hava. And it was in the hunger years. Ra'a Rebbe, and she's saying, really, I'm a Basula. I didn't see dam, because it's very shvach. It's in the hunger years. We don't have good nutrients. We don't have the right vegetables. And we don't have foods. That's why we're shvach. So Ra'a Rebbe, Shifnei Mishchayim. Rebbe Taka saw that their faces were black. Tziva aleihem vechnisum lemerchetz. He used metzava and he had them go into the merchetz vechilum. First they washed themselves up, then they gave them to eat, vehishkum him to drink. Vechnisum lecheder baal matzadam etako found them. They were healthy. They found them. And the farsha speak out that all you really had to do is make her healthier by merchetz and giving them to eat. But they did the chasen also. Just he shouldn't feel bad. He's not getting special treatment. But Kapanu, either way, you see that it was machmas shana betzura is because of the hunger years. Amaloi leich zechei b'mekecha mecha. Kar Rebbe aleim. Rebbe said on them this pasuk, the following pasuk. Rebbe said on them this pasuk in Eichot that was going on the zman achurban. Says in the pasuk tzafad, which means tzafad arim atzman. The skin stuck to their body, to their bones. Yavish hoya ke'etz. Their skin was dry like wood. That means that, and that's why you don't find any basum, dam basum, because when they get hungry, they get dried up like a piece of wood, and that's what he called on them, this pasuk, like upon him, even this Gemara, that if there's no dam, you have to look at the circumstances. If it's a time of hunger, you could check if that's the reason by feeding them and getting them more healthy, and then see if she sees dam. Zokta Mishtavaita. Besula, the halach is a besula, her ksuba starts at 200 zuz, masayim. Ksubasa masayim. Va'amono, amono, which means someone who was married before, is a mono. Now, what about a besula who is a mono? What's an example? Like a besula who just had erisin, only had kedushin, who known as suin, so she's still a besula, but she lost her husband, or she got divorced, or her husband died and she got chalitza from a brother. So then, since it's mina erisin and she's still a basula, she still has din of old dina basula. Basula amano, grusha v'chalutza. Basula who's a amano or a grusha v'chalutza mina erisin, from erisin. Ksubasa masayim. The ksuba is 200 zos, she's still a basula. But yesh lahem tainas basulim. Also, there is a tainas basulim. Rashi learns it's the geya. If you didn't find her a basula, so then she loses her ksuba, because it's a mekach tais. And it's also the geya for tainas pesach basulach also, kim avoyer. But the Rashi, for some reason, says this, maybe because the next Mishnah, it's only negated this taina of ksuba, and not taina of legabila oisra al baila. Therefore, Rashi says here, ksuba. Now, Tosis speaks out that what the chiddush of chalutz is. The Akdama, I'll give you like this, that if she's a basula who is a nesua, she's a mana nesua, she got married with a chuppah, but she punked in that beer yet. Then the halacha is, they only get a mana. Because the halacha is once it's a mana and a suah, the order makkah goes to one mana, not 200 zuz. So here, Zok Taisi, the chiddush of chalutz is, you would think that if she falls to yibum, even from the erisin, since the halacha is that the yavam doesn't have to do a chuppah, so maybe it's ki'ilu she's in a suah already, and therefore a chalutzah would have a din of being a mana and a suah. Kamashlo, no, that's still ksuvasa masai. Zok the Gemara, my amana, what does the word amana mean? Omar Abchana Bagdasah, Amana Ashe Mana. Her name Amana comes from her ksuba. Her ksuba is Amana, and you read it like Ella Mana. She only gets Amana. Or you read it Al Mana, which means she doesn't get the extra Mana. So Amana is Ashe, the ksuba, that she only gets Amana. That's what Rav Chana Bagdad saw. Rav Chana from Baghdad said, Break the Gemara, Amana Mina Irisin, where she still gets 200 zuz, she gets remarried. Maya Kilmeima, what are you going to say then? Why is she called Amana? It's no Ella Mana there. So my ID, the Hakara Le Amana, since you call the Amana Minanasuan Amana, Hanamikara Amana, you call Amana Mina Erisin also Amana, even though by her she gets 200 zos. So Mar asks now, Amana the Ksiva the Raisa, what are you gonna say about that? It says in the Torah also a lashon of Amana. And what are you gonna say there? Because there, Ksuba is not Mina Torah. The Pasuk says, for example, by a Kayin Gadol, it says Amana or Grusha La'ika. You see, we call Amana in the Torah, and there you can't say because of Ksuba, because Ksuba, there's no Ksuba in Midaraisa. And even if you want to say, we had an Amana Aleph, that one man the Amana holds this Ksuba Midaraisa, Rav Gamil, but Rav Gamil is masking that by Amana it's only the Rabbana, and so why we would say Amana, El Amana, L'chaira, there's no Ksuba Midaraisa. Amana Ksuba Midaraisa, Ma'ik Le'meimar. Zok the Gemara da sidim rabbanim masakne amana, because the rabbanim are in the future are going to masakne amana. Therefore, we call her amana. Break the Gemara miksev krala osed. Does the Torah write something of a pia osed because of a future occurrence? Mar says in yeah the chesed says in pasuk in Parshas Bereishis. So the Shema HaNahar HaShlishi, the third Nahar coming out of Gan Eden, is Chidekel. Hu HaHoylech Kidvas Asher. It goes to the east of Asher. Torah of Yosef, where is Asher? Asher is Uslika. Asher is the city of Slika. And Miavoy, was it around? Like Rashi says, was this city around? Ha'ir Benuya Brias Olam? It wasn't around even. Ela Da Asida, Hochanami Da Asida. Because in the future, this will be a city, and therefore here also, we're saying Ba'amon is also like the future. Now, Tosis speaks out that don't bring a raya from Stam, Ashur and Kush. Why, what do you bring a raya from the word Ashur and Kush? We have to go to that Slika. So Tosis' answer is that's the name of the region. And the name of the region could be called that even before it gets built up. For example, you could call India even before anything was built there. So Ashur and Kush maybe was the name of the region that could not be a riot of Shema Asid. But if it's the city, Slika, then it means Al Shema Asid, and that's the riot that the Torah summons write something Al Shema Asid. Once you mention Rechana Bagdasah, we say other memories from Rechana Bagdasah. Om Rechana Bagdasah, Mata, rain, is Mashke, first of all, it waters, Merave, it satiates, Umizavel, and it helps, it's Mizavel, which means Zavel Sa'ara, to fertilize the ground, Umadain, and it gives it like a shine to the Paris, Umamshech, and it makes it continue growing. That's all the miles of rain. Rain does a lot of things. Amarava Varavishmal Vitamar Vyambarashlamya Micro, where do you see this idea that rain does all this? Where do you see that? You see it in the Pasuk in Tehillim. And the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Tilameha Ravi Naches, Yududeha, Brevivim Tamegagna, Simcha Tavarich. That's the Pasuk says in Tehillim. And this Pasuk is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please water the rows of the Machresha, that's Tameha, the rows of the plow. And do nachas to the gedudah means like the multitude of the people, and with the berivim, with the drips of rain, let it fall to megegna, let it fall onto the ground and onto the seeds, and let it get like melted and fertilized, and simcha tavarech, and let the plants grow. So from this we see all these milas, because mashke marave is from Rave, and Mezavel Ma'aden is from Temegegna, and Mamshech as a Paris comes the word Simcha Tevarech, so you see all these miles of rain from this Pasuk. Omer Avalaza, once you mentioned, we darshan this Pasuk, we darshan everything. Mezbeach stands for four things. Meziach, it takes away. Umezin, and it helps give Mezoinos. Bezchus the Kabonis, we get Mezoinos. Mechabeb, it's mechabeb, it makes the Klai Yisrael beloved to Hashem. And mechaper, it's mechaper. Frank to Gemara, meziach means take away. So haina mechaper, haina meziach, aren't they the same thing? They're both mechaper? So Gemara, no. Meziach means gzeris, takes away the gzeris rois. And mechaper is the avoinus. Back to Rav Chana Bagdasov. What about Rav Chana Bagdasov? Tamri, date, meshachnon. It has a lot of miles. First of all, it's meshachnon. It warms up the guf. MSVon. It also makes a person very full, masva'on, mishal shalon, it makes a person go to the bathroom easily, ma'ashron, it's mechazikim, v'loy mefankam, and it does not make him into mefunik, he doesn't get used to extras. Sometimes you have a lot of fancy stuff, you get used to extra stuff, this won't happen to you, eating dates. Dates is a very good thing. This is not a memory about dates, I'm a rav. If someone eats dates, he shouldn't paskin. Why? Because it makes a person like a shikr. It clouds his mind a little bit. He feels very full. He feels very geschmack. He can't paskin. Tomorrow that you eat shachris after breakfast, but arvis eat it after supper. Yofos. It's good for a person. B'mincha, which means in the afternoon, after you take a little nap before you eat. That's what Rashi says. And koydim achila achashina sarayim, after you take a nap, rois is not good for you. But sarayim, if you eat supper a little earlier and you eat the dates after that, ain kamoisim. That's mamash the best because it's not late at night. It's enough time that you go. It's still day. You go to the bathroom afterwards. So after a good meal, you eat those dates. It could. It's very good for the system, and it's still day enough that you go to the bathroom. So there's nothing like it. Umavatelas, this is tomorrow, they eat in the afternoon. It's a vatel three things. Machshava ra takes away any daiga, any worries, it takes away because you're very happy, feel good. Vecholi ma'ayim takes away any stomach issues. Vetachtonias, it takes away any hemorrhoids. So the Gemara's kasha is that l'chayra, Rav said it's not good to eat tomorrow because you can't pass. And here it says that tomorrow are very good for you. So the Gemara, what's the kasha? Me and me, we said it's no good. Aluya malo, if it's good. But when you're eating it, you get a little tiredness because you can't think so good because you're drunk a little bit. Just like wine. We have a chamra. Chamra is not good. You can't pass. Even if it's a good thing, the wine, but still you can't pass. Another type of kasha, like kasha. Rav says you can't paskin is bekaminama if you eat it before you eat the bread. Halabasanama, after you eat bread, then you have these tamarim, then taka you could paskin, that's when it's good for you. Don't buy only aim. Tamarim kaminahama, if you eat dates before the bread, kinargol or dekula, it's like a X that breaks down the tree. It's not a good thing. Basanama, after bread, ki abroladasha, it's like a bolt for a door. It's mechazik the guf, like a bolt for a door. Once you mention the word dasha, we'll say where the word comes from. The word dasha, which is Aramaic, Amarav, what does it stand for? Derech sham. That's a derech. That's the way you go in. The word dargo, which means staircase or ladder, Amarava, derech gag. It's the way to get up the gag, is through this ladder, so it's called dargo, derech gag. Poryo, which means a bed. Why is it called a poryo? Amarapapa, because Shaparam Rav Malad. That's where a person procreates, or that's where they have children, is on a bed. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchok, Af Onem, also a darshanal word. The word islandness, which means a woman who can't have children, Tapad Af Yur Alf Onel. Af Onunemar, islandness, also stands for Ayel. It's a Duchris Loyalda. Stands for Ayel, that, just like Ayel is a male that can't have children, that's what islandness is. It's an Ayel, a Tomim, a complete Ayel, that can't have children, that's what an islandess stands for.